Thank you for calling. Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily.
This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Hello, Sonya?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I do want to go over with you. First, I just want to say hey. Make sure you're doing okay over there. Now I have, let's see here. What I'm gonna do is, for the ones that were for Penguin, you do have a couple of zeros here. Now I want to make sure that you know you are aware that to make sure to disposition your calls quickly. Correctly when you're on those calls there. But I'm going to go over the coaching I have here for you. So I'm just going to go ahead and read it and then let you answer or ask me any questions once we get done, okay? So we do have here, so I have it as Sonya's an upbeat agent and an asset to night shift. On 123, Ms. Copper handled a helix call where she failed to return the customer's call after a valid threat was made. Failing to return the customer's call and resolve the customer's account can result in a possible chargeback to the customer's account. Going forward, Ms. Copperidge will be sure to return a calls in cases where the customer has disconnected. Actions of this nature reflect poorly ASK and can result in the client terminating their business, taking their business elsewhere. And should this behavior not be corrected, further disciplinary action can be taken not up to and not including termination. Now, one thing that I want to say is this, you haven't had anything in a while. It's a developmental coaching. So this is something that can be easily fixed because your QA scores have been good and you've been doing a pretty good job. Yeah, so this is going to kind of knock you down a little bit, but just keep in mind, you know, like as far as with your auto wraps, with the, you know, just be mindful of those. With the Penguin calls, it's not, it's 15 minutes to 3 hours, not 3 to 5 hours. Yeah, so I wanted to make sure I reminded you of that. That because I was thinking, I was like, well, I don't know if you saw that on the script or, you know, or you thought you saw that on the script if you misread it. So I just wanted to remind you of that, that it's 15 minutes to 3 hours. Like the death certificate, we may not have that. So just instead of just telling them that, you know, of course, instead of just saying, hey, we don't have it, we don't do it, just let them know that, you know, that may, as long if it's publicly available, we will, but if it's not, we won't have that information for them, okay?
Okay.
Okay, did you have any questions for me, Sonya?
No, I'm sad.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, it's the first time in a while. I mean, you've been doing a really good job, so, I mean, I understand we all make mistakes, but just, you know, these are things that could have been easily avoided. I mean, you know, you got to call them back. But just, you know, be mindful of it. And especially when it comes to ending your call, you know, make sure you end them and move on to the next one. You know, this could have probably been after, you know, especially after 12 o'clock, you know, the calls are kind of, you know, few and far between. So you want to make sure that you are handling those and knocking them out really quick. You know, just go ahead and disposition because there may not be anything that's coming in, you know, after that one, but you know, you want to be ready if there is. So, you have any questions for any questions, Sonya?
Okay, so you said it's a developmental.
I know what you're talking about. Developmental. Yeah, developmental.
Okay,
it's
so.
It's the first. You know, back at level one, you're like, you know, you're like a level one, it's like a level
but
one.
Does it goes on the thing, the agent, the write-up thing, does it go
in
there?
Yeah, it will go in there because of the because of the not calling back, that one definitely, and you got a zero for that one. So for the Helix one, yes, that definitely does go on there. For the other, with the auto wrap, that's why I'm just doing the one-on-one as well with you on that. Make sure you understand the time, because, I mean, I'm not sure if you just misread or whatever, but that's just something I need to remind you of. But, yeah, with that, it has to go on paper. But it's the first step, so it's not like, you know, you're at a written or suspension or anything. You started all over because it's been a while since you had anything. I think since, September.
Yeah, it's been almost 5 months, so I got to wait 90 days for that to go away.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
But, I mean, right now your status isn't in jeopardy or anything, so, that's nothing to worry about. Just try to make sure you stay on top of everything, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Just pay attention to it. Okay, well, I thank you, Sonya. And if you have any questions, like I said, just feel free to ask me, and I'll be more than happy to answer them for you.
I know. Thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am. I'll talk to you later.